Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. My name is Ron from Ronco Construction. I actually received a voicemail from you regarding a couple offers you guys had mailed out to me.
Okay, yeah. Looks like I was just getting in contact with you about some working capital and equipment financing we had you guys pre-qualified for.
Nice. Pre-qualified for how much?
Yeah, we it's 250K. So, how much would you be looking for?
I'm not really. I was actually looking more so for equipment than actual capital. You guys do equipment as well?
Yeah, for sure. Equipment's actually our bread and butter, and we brought on capital a little later. How much equipment and what were you looking to bring on?
I actually want to replace a couple things. I have a construction company. We do kitchen and bath remodeling.
Okay.
And I need to replace a couple saws at my shop. And then actually bring on a couple things as well for when I'm out in the field. I need to replace a table saw, industrial table saw. They usually run upwards of like 35 to 40,000, depending on the make and model.
Okay.
Was actually looking for an industrial compressor as well, and those can run. And that could be new or used. Super expensive when they're new. That could run anywhere from maybe 35 to 65,000.
Okay.
And then. I wanted to replace some stuff out in the field. I just have for my workers, they have table saws that I supply them, like portable table saws and compressors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to replace some of those things as well. And I'm looking at some quotes that I have here. That's probably going to run me another $10,000, $15,000 to do that.
So okay.
Roughly close to the $100,000 mark as far as
total.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. We'd be able to do that for you too. Just to give you a little better idea of what we'd be able to do. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Hold on one sec. Let me look. I don't have it right in front of me.
Oh, that's fine.
We did. It looks like close to $870,000 in total sales.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. We shouldn't have any problem getting you that 100 then. Are you guys having a good year this year too? Are you kind of growing, or what are you on pace for this year as well?
It's actually slowed down a little bit this year, economy wise. I guess people are a little freaked out by the election or something. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
We're kind of on pace to do the same as we did last year, maybe 850,000 this year.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually been hearing that a lot with the election stuff, so understandable for sure. Yeah. And then when did you need to bring on this equipment by, too? Do you have a deadline, or are you kind of just shopping around?
I'm kind of just in the preliminary stages of it, just shopping around right now, and I had gotten that voicemail the other day, so I just wanted to check into that and see what you guys are all about.
Yeah. Good thing end up giving me a call back. Just a few more questions, too. How long have you been in business for?
Been in business for 12 years.
Okay, and then are you the 100% owner down there for you guys?
Actually, there's three of us.
Okay. Family business, or?
It's actually buddies that I used to do construction, like the actual construction with. We pooled our money together and started this Ronco Construction.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys, yeah. Figure make your own business, huh?
Yeah, I just tired of being told what to do.
Yeah, for sure. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about how your program works, what it's all about?
Yeah, so with the equipment, they're more of a traditional loan, kind of think of it more like a car loan. 2 to 5 year terms, and then rates with those typically start in the mid-single digits. And then with those two, it is monthly payments. Other than that, let's see.
You said some other factors. What other factors would determine?
Yeah, for sure. Like I asked earlier, we base it a lot of what we have to base it off is has to do with what you do in sales. Okay. Other than that is time in business and then your credit. How would you rate your credit as well?
I would say in the lower half of the 600s probably.
Okay, and that's fine too. We have a few different programs. We have programs that work with credit tiers A to D too. So, it is very common that we have credit, programs for credit tiers that aren't the greatest, and then with the equipment too, that they're a lot easier loans than the capital per se,
right?
But then the other owners you had too, could I just get their names as well? We'd need their info on the app for that. Yeah. Equipment
One partner is named Stan, the other one is Matt.
Okay, Stan and Matt, and then
so basically 33 and a third, 33 and a third, 33
right,
and a third.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna ask you. And then, have you looked into financing for these for this equipment too, or is it just kind of returning that call?
It's kind of returning that call. I was gonna reach out to my bank as well and see if I could get some feedback from them. So again, it's just kind of in the preliminary stages.
Okay. And then earlier you mentioned you had a quote with those two. Do you have a vendor that you were looking at going for with these?
Not a one that I specifically work with all the time. It's just a buddy of a buddy that has an equipment shop, and he said he could float me a pretty decent deal. So I just wanted to see how I could finance that.
Okay, and so they actually have you get, or they actually have an offer from them?
Yeah, I do.
What was that one for?
It's right around $98,000.
Okay, what was that one for? The compressor?
The compressor, the industrial table saw, the smaller portable compressors for my workers, and then the smaller portable table saws as well. So it was everything.
All of them combined?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I see. All right, and then, yeah, you said you haven't worked with them before, though, right?
No.
And then do they offer financing through that vendor? Or?
You know what? That's a good question. Again, it's just the preliminary stages. It was a buddy of a buddy that said, hey, you know, we can get you a good deal. Mm-hmm. I haven't really gone that far yet into it.
Okay.
Definitely gonna maybe check out and see what they can offer as well. You know, as far as rates are concerned, where do you guys stand with that?
Well, yeah, with that, it just depends on what program you actually do qualify for. We have a few different ones. So, you know, in order to get that, I'd need to, you know, see what you look like on paper. Yeah, we do have a very fast process, though, and then we have a match or beat process as well, too, which is kind of why I asked about those quotes that you had mm-hmm. gotten.
Match or beat, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, if you had gotten a quote, if you wanted to attach that with the email I shoot over right when we get off the phone, that way we can go ahead and, you know, work out something a little better for that.
Okay.
And then, what's a good email you could send over the app to?
It's just Ron, R-O-N, mm-hmm. at RoncoConstruction.com.
RoncoConstruction.com. And construction is spelled out?
Yes, completely.
All right, cool. Yeah, right when we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and shoot over email. It's a very simple process we have, too. It's just a one-page app. Straightforward, simple application with the equipment too. If you want to just attach the quote with the app when you submit that too, and then we can go ahead and work that out as well. And then on top of that, we just need, I think it's 4 months minimum bank statements. So
okay.
If you have those too, just so we can, you know, base that off of your sales and, you know, work that out, you know, improve your file a little bit. But I can do that right when we get off the phone. And then when's a good time for me? When do you think you could have this done by? Are you guys, you know, pretty serious about this, or are you just kind of shopping around, you know, trying to get a quote?
Again, I was just trying to figure out, like, where do your guys' rates start?
With the equipment's typically mid-single digits, so
okay.
You know, it varies. You know, I don't want to give you any unrealistic expectations. Excuse me. So yeah, it just varies. You know, every case has a different, you know, different program.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to, you know, a starting point, because I'm gonna be contacting a couple other people and just see where they start as well. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
An indication of who I want to go with, and lastly, I do have a couple current loans out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that gonna affect anything?
No, not too much. I was just going to ask you that too. Do you have any, like, what kind of loans are there? Are they capital loans, or do you have like a line of credit or what?
Capital loans, actually.
Okay. How many do you have? Just one or?
I have two.
Okay. And who are those with? Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. One is with OnDeck, and the other was with BizFi.
Okay. And then, how much were those with too, if you don't mind me asking too?
Yeah, the one with OnDeck, I originally was given $68,000.
Okay.
Paid that down to right around in the low 40s with that. And then BizFi was a $25,000 advance, and about halfway through with that one as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just you know, some more info I need to add to update that file. But yeah, and then, you know, if I shoot that, I know it's Friday today, maybe you know, sometime mid next week, when's a good time for me to follow back on you on that app?
You know, you can touch base with me maybe Tuesday. Again, I gotta do some you know, investigation over the weekend and on Monday as well, but I should you know, have some more information for you hopefully by Tuesday. I do want to get this done hopefully by the end of the month.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, like I was saying too, we have a very fast turnover with this. It's typically 48 hours for funding if it's a clean application. So, you know, the sooner we get the, you know, everything, you know, in from your end, then we can, you know, go ahead and get you some actual numbers.
Okay, that sounds good. So perfect. You don't think that these working capital loans will affect the offer in any way?
No, especially because we're just looking at some equipment. So.
Okay.
Majority with the equipment stuff is credit, time in business, stuff like that. Because we actually with the equipment, it's secured. We'll have some collateral if something goes wrong with that.
Okay, that makes sense. I think you've pretty much answered all the questions. You said you're going to need an application from each of us, two other partners as well.
No, it's actually just their signatures. So on the app, there's a few spots for the other owners as well.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very simple application, and I'm looking at it right now. There's a few more spots for the other owners to fill out their info.
Great. And then last question: are you going to pull their credit as well?
It's just a soft pull though. So.
Okay. I'm gonna have to run that by them. But I do appreciate your information. I have your contact number. If you want to give me a holler on Tuesday, I may have a little bit more information for you and let you know if I want to, go through with the process.
Yeah, for sure. I can shoot you over the email. I'll attach that app and then just the documents and everything. The list of what we would need to get that done. But yeah, you can run that through your partners, and then if that's something you guys want to do, I can talk to you about that on Tuesday, and we can go from there.
Hey, sounds good. I appreciate your help today.
Yeah, thanks for giving me a call back, Ron. I'll go ahead and talk to you on Tuesday.
All righty, you take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.